This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Karnataka and Goa today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to visit Sri Krishna Math in Udupi, Karnataka and participate in the Lakshakantha Gita Prayana program. He will also inaugurate Suvarna Tirth Mandapa located in front of the Krishna Sanctum and dedicate the Kanaka Kavach for the sacred Kanakana Kindi. Later, the Prime Minister will participate in 550th year celebrations of Sri Samsthan Gokarna Partagali Jivottam Math in Goa. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister is said to unveil at Partagali, Goa, historic 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Sri Ram. He will also inaugurate a new Ramayana theme park garden and a 10,000-square-foot museum dedicated to Lord Ram, developed as a part of the celebrations. The PM will release a special postal stamp and a commemorative coin before addressing the gathering. Devotees from across the globe are expected for the landmark Mahotsav, which continues until December 7. This is Mahesh Chopade for Akashvani News, Panaji.
President Draupadi Murmu will visit Goa today, where she will take part in two functions. President will attend the launch ceremony of the Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. On the same day, the President will participate in the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and address its 19th National Jamboree. University Grants Commission, UGC, has asked the higher education institutions to ensure timely exams and prompt issuance of final degrees and certificates. The commission said that the delay causes a loss of opportunities for students as it prevents them from securing suitable and quality employment. It stated that students are entitled to timely conduct of examination and declaration of results as specified in the academic calendar in the prospectus. The commission further added that students are entitled to the award of degree within 180 days of the declaration of results. The commission also stated that it has power to take punitive action in case of non-compliance. Cyclonic storm Ditwa over coastal Sri Lanka and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal has moved north-northwestwards with the speed of 13 km per hour. It is very likely to continue to move north-northwestwards across Sri Lankan coast and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal and move towards North Tamil Nadu and adjoining South Andhra coast this morning. Local warning signal number 4 has been hoisted at Pambam, Thottukudi, Nagapattinam and Karaikal ports, while distant warning signal 2 have been hoisted at Chennai and Cuddalore ports. Heavy rains have been predicted in some places in the Delta districts. Other coastal districts in North Tamil Nadu are set to receive heavy rains in the next 3 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the women's blind cricket team, which won the T20 World Cup. The team presented Prime Minister Modi with an autographed bat. The women's blind cricket team had defeated Nepal by 7 wickets in the final in Colombo. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the players shared their inspiring experiences. In Hong Kong, the death toll from a fire that tore through an apartment complex has risen to 94. More than 280 people remain missing as authorities warned that the numbers could rise further as many people are still trapped in the buildings. Total 76 people were injured, including 15 in critical condition and 28 listed as serious. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that a U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine could form the basis for future agreements. President Putin said this while interacting with the reporters during a trip to Kyrgyzstan yesterday. He said that Kremlin was expecting serious discussion with a U.S. delegation headed by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff early next week in Moscow. Putin said that Russia will lay down arms only if Ukraine's troops withdraw from territory claimed by Moscow. In football, Endeavour Lockhorns with Lebanon in the AFC Under-17 Asia Cup Saudi Arabia 2026 qualifiers Group D clash at Eka Arena in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In Group D points table, India currently stands at second spot with 4 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.